Now, Connect Counselling. I spoke to them earlier this year, and I'm delighted to announce that they're extending their opening hours to cover right the way through the Christmas period. And Connect is a free, confidential and professional telephone-based counselling support service for adults who were abused in childhood. And they will open from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m, started on Monday last, right the way through to Sunday, January 6th. And I'm so delighted to welcome back to the programme to talk a little bit more about this. The service manager of Connect is Marie Percival. Marie, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm great. You know, I can't believe we're only 6 days away to Christmas. Where has the year gone?
I know. I'm beginning to feel the same myself. Maybe it's the passage of time and getting older, but this has been a fast year indeed.
Of course. And look, as I said in the introduction, I spoke to you earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. But Marie, we're going to talk a little bit more about Christmas time. And I suppose it is a time in the year that affects a lot of people. You know, it's not just all happy clappy stuff. It's a time when people actually remember things from the past and they, mm-hmm. They need somebody to talk to. And so what ye have done is that you're extending the opening hours right the way through to January 6th. Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So Christmas is a nice time to have a break, but for some people it can trigger memories of childhood. And as Connect Counselling provides counselling, telephone counselling, to people who've been affected by trauma, neglect, emotional abuse, anything like that in childhood, that can actually have quite an effect at this time of year. So as we have done in previous years, we extend our service so that our team of professional counsellors are available to speak to people and help them cope with anything that's bubbling up. And very often too, we find that people are ringing the line for the first time over the Christmas period. So we are glad that we're able to extend this service for the 7-night week, because normally we just open from Wednesday to Sunday.
And I suppose, Marie, it's fair to say, you know, when, as you say, it's time when people start to think back and they remember their childhood and they remember some of the darker moments. Mm-hmm. And it may not necessarily have been, you know, abuse as such. It might have been a moment where that has triggered something that has brought all of these negative emotions to the fore. So what you're doing really is that there's a listening ear, a professional listening ear at the other end of the phone, that no matter how, you know, minor you think that it is, you're not going to be judged. You're going to be welcomed.
Mm, you're absolutely right. In terms of the service we provide isn't very non-judgmental. We are there for the caller and their experience. And you're right again in saying that it may not have been, you know, a terrible childhood, but sometimes there's the expectation that everybody should be happy and everybody's in a family, and Christmas is traditionally thought of as a family time. And sometimes people are out there who maybe have difficulties within their own family, are alone, are upset, or just notice it more, that something is triggered or something is distressing. So when they're in Connect Counselling, they will talk to a counsellor. This is an anonymous service. We don't take details. We don't ask for first names. We just ask for anybody can use any type of name, just so that we could address them. But it is an anonymous service, so people can ring in and talk about how they feel and have a counsellor kind of hold them in that space and be able to listen to them in a very, very non-judgmental way.
You see, I think that's absolutely powerful. Last Wednesday, I spoke to Noreen Murphy of Lachine House Suicide Prevention and Counselling, and she was talking to me about their Phone a Friend that they've, it's a new initiative that they've launched where somebody who's living alone will have a number to contact. Mm. But I suppose when I think of Connect and I think of a childhood memory that may evoke emotions, I think of myself when my dad died at the age of 5, you know, and Christmas is a time when you'll start to recall those moments from your early childhood days. And whilst they might at the time, you know, you might think they're a little bit insignificant. The fact that you're thinking about them at all can lead negative emotions to come into the mind. And it's having that person, that friendly ear, that non-judgmental person that'll hold you, as you said, in that space that will help you get through that day into the next day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what we aim to do. And like you've said yourself and shared that, you know, no matter what age you are and how much you grow up and get on with your life, things still, you hold them. And it's not that counselling or indeed Connect counselling can wipe away events or things that have happened or sadness that has happened in your life, but it can actually just hold you in that space. And to be able to talk to somebody and to be able to express it, because counselling, you know, is called the talking cure. So it's very much about being able to talk and express your emotion. And there's something quite different also when you're talking to a counsellor who knows how to kind of just listen without passing judgment or asking questions or, you know, just to be there with you. And that can be, we have found that's very beneficial throughout the year, but it's particularly notable at Christmas time.
Yeah, because Christmas time is supposed to be about family and it's supposed to be about togetherness. But it's also, as we said, it's a time when you'll have time out to think. Yeah. And sometimes it can be dangerous to think, you know. I won't try and dig that up any other way. But it's good to think as well. But it's also good to have that opportunity to pick up the phone and ring 1-800-477-477, where you will find a listening ear, a non-judgmental ear, but as you said, somebody to hold you in that moment that'll give you the resources, that inner strength that you need to get through it. And it won't be half as bad as what you think.
Absolutely. Please, I would encourage your listeners to certainly give us a ring. We're open this evening from 6 o'clock on to 10. We'd love to hear from you, and we're there for you.
You know, that is a powerful message, Marie. I really think it is. You're there for the people. Now, I know you're a busy lady. You have a lot to do. You have other people to talk to as well. But listen, we'll catch up again in the new year. But for anybody that's out there that's listening to this, and if you want to talk to somebody between the hours of 6 and 10, call 1-800-477-477. It's a free phone, and you will talk to a listening, friendly ear at the other end of that phone. If you're from Northern Ireland and the UK, you can also call by ringing 00800-477-477-77. And if you want to find out more about the work that Connect do, you can check their website, connectcounselling.ie. But Marie, can I take this opportunity to, you know, to wish you and all your team at Connect a very, very happy Christmas, and to say thank you to you and all the team for the great work that you're doing right throughout the year and every continued success for 2019.
Thank you so much, and I want to wish you a very happy Christmas also, and to your listeners. And hopefully we'll speak again in the new year and we can talk further.
Marie, pleasure to have you on. I know you're a busy lady, so I'll let you off. But listen, we'll talk soon and have a great Christmas.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.